I started thinking about what female meant now. I mean, its definition is pretty different from when I was 25. A few weeks ago, I was going to a girls' party in a pool. Now, once everyone got past that uncomfortable thing of getting in their bathing suits and getting into the pool, there was a sea of women bobbing in the pool. All you could see were heads. So I decided to pose the question, hey, what do you guys think female means now? And one woman immediately said, what do you mean now? I never felt female anyway. And then everybody else was silent for a while, and then they started talking about things that really were true of what we thought female was when we were younger. So that wasn't right. And then someone else went into sort of those things that you think define women, like, I don't know, nurturing. But men are nurturing too. So that really wasn't working anyway. And then everyone was eventually cold and started getting out of the pool. So my first survey was conducted. So I went on to ponder this question of female now, and I've written this piece. So I'm going to read it to you, see what you think. I hope you muddle it around in your head. Female. I have lost touch with being female. Her, she. I'm not sure how you hold on to that over a lifetime. When I was a child, there were tools, dolls, pink chalk, crinolines, girly stuff. Later, there were hormone rushes, teenage crushes, prom dresses, getting your period. They all help, tools of a sort. Then there was flirting. Nipples skimming the underside of a new silk shirt. A creamy vagina. A lot of sex. Female. And nothing says female like having a baby. It's part of the definition. But that was then. What about now, later in life, when your body has lost its luster, its earlier functionality and appeal? Those former descriptors of female have no place here. You have your own versions of sex, of course, well, maybe an early morning self-touching, but it's not the same. No creamy vagina, no braless silk sensations, no flirtations, no feeling female to his male. Were all those classic identifiers of female just societal, Western hype? Is gender identity really one's own internal experience and perception of self, completely separate to your sex? I feel now the sense of female must come from within. Probably always has. My friend took me to a shooting range. I held a rifle under my left arm and aimed at a gray, bat-like target in the distance. When I pulled the trigger, the impact was enough to knock me over. The searing sound pained me. Was I too female to be doing this? It went against everything I felt comfortable with. It was too male. I was too female. That's how I described it later. But really, those were classic learned identifiers I put on the experience. It didn't have to do with my being female and not male. It just had to do with me. Feeling female shouldn't be confused with a myriad definitions of femininity or classic female roles or being a feminist or breaking glass ceilings or gender labeling or even being non-binary. It's a different thing, a personal thing. Today, if I wear a summer dress, I do it because I love the feel of it swirling around my thighs. If I paint my toenails purple and wear sandals with pearls in them, it's because I love to look down and see this wink of color. If I dab a scent of jasmine behind my ear, it's because it takes me back to my childhood and the sweet smell of jasmine coming to blossom on my front porch. I do not do these things to recapture a former misplaced sense of what I assumed female to be. I realize now that being female is living a life as close to who I inherently am as I can muster, and playing it back to me so I can listen to it over and over. My way of experiencing the world, relationships, love, art, mountains, water, animals, design, as seen through my lens, nary male nor female. Maybe it took my aging body to teach me this, I don't know, but I will follow this path going forward. And if I choose, stop to pick some pink peonies along the way.